With all that in mind, let's go back to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
You talked about the importance of like what power could bring, but the bat you put together, wearing down Abbott, I assume that's something that you looked at today and said that got you to a point.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I got through the ball well, but you looked up, he's in the fifth grinding on 95 and 95 pitches and good at bats. I mean, lefties, you know, Sheets against the lefty, Louis against the lefty, you know, Jackson, great at bats. But yeah, a little bit of attrition, especially, you know, sometimes with the environment the way it is. But, you know, guys just kept going. We talked about actually for the game. Sometimes, you know, you don't actually break through at that moment, but you're setting yourself up to break through later. And breakthrough we did. You know, nice job by Louis, Crony, Jax, Sheetsy, and then the other guys took good at bats too to make him work.
You guys really exploded with the power later in the season. Right. What can you say about what it can do for you? Because you have that in your guys.
Yeah, we definitely have it. I mean, we've seen what it does when it's on display. It's a tricky thing, power, because, you know, in the era where, you know, pull side homers, you know, all or nothing approach, a lot of times get you nothing. So balance it out, but balance it out with power.
And I assume that the whole, just like last year, you feel like that the line drive hitting, it eventually will lead to your guys.
I don't think there's any question. I mean, listen, it's a fairly proven deal. If you hit line drives, you use the whole field, and you stay on the baseball, and you make good swing decisions, and you have power, you're going to hit, and you're going to get your power. If you're not making good swing decisions and you're looking for power and you're not staying on the baseball through the middle part of the field, you're going to get inconsistency.
A three-run homer was a three-run homer, but his play in the fifth inning,
yeah,
as big a defensive play as there was in the game.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, he beat him on both sides of the ball today, and you know, it was a nice contribution. You know, I mean, it was a plus-plus play, big play for a lot of reasons. You know, it's a couple runs on the board and, you know, still opportunity for them to get more. So, he drove in three and took away at least two.
What do you think about the flow in this game? I mean, Randy was having trouble leading the ball up, but he was able to. It's kind of amazing, the three runs. And then your guys just kept kind of, you know, falling short, like putting guys on, like we talked about.
Yeah, we just kept scratching and calling, man. That's what this team does, and that's the only thing you can ask them to do. And you know, it goes on both sides of the ball. You know, I think it was, you know, Randy wasn't as sharp as he's been. I think he'd be the first to admit that. I also will say they had a really nice approach. You know, their first seven hits were either right through the middle, talk about approach, or the opposite field. And they were, you know, boom, taking their knocks, you know, and not trying to do too much against him. And so he put together some really good at-bats, and, you know, he was able to get into the fifth and do some, you know, allow us to kind of go with it in the bullpen at that point. But, you know, like to your point, he kept it at three. Of course, the leadoff walk in the fifth didn't help his cause. And now we get to the unsung hero of the game, which is Brian Hoeing. Yeah, who comes in, boom, two outs, clean sixth, holds it right there. Welcome back, Brian Hoeing, gets his win. And those are the guys that, you know, we talk about that can be the unsung heroes in games when you come back. It's the guy that held the fort right there. And then, of course, Morgan Hoeing was fantastic again, and Jason was great, and Robert was good being back.
Yeah, what were your thoughts of Robert in the ninth inning? Two walks, but.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the first walk, Friedel kind of earned it. You know, he was going at him, and he laid off the 1-2 change, and then a couple fastballs just missed. McLean put a good at bat on him, you know, got the fly out. And then at that point, you know, it was really being careful to De La Cruz and being smart about that. And not that you want to invite in a guy like Steer who had three homers last night, but you didn't want to see De La Cruz get a ball that he could do something with.